The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Let's be real, Longmont City Council elections are nonpartisan only on paper. It's plain to see that the current members are all Democratic who rule from the progressive playbook. We have two Green New Deal types including the mayor, several leftist educators, and one or more social justice warriors. These enviro-socialists are against anything that uses oil and gas. They're big on taxes and always pushing housing density. They want to cram people into cities and make them use public transportation, all for increased control and indexing of individual lives. Terry Goon is a near-lifetime Longmont resident and the one mayoral candidate who can begin to turn the tide back to traditional city government. She is a free market, limited government thinker, one that would favor allowing Longmont people to live where they want and drive what they want for their transportation needs. Like anyone having an ounce of energy market sense, Terry can see that Longmont's commitment to all renewables by 2030 is far too soon and will be terribly expensive for the public. She can also recognize the folly of Mayor Peck's lone wolf crusade to continue the fast-track sales tax for a train to Boulder by sometime in the 2040s. No Longmonter wants to go to a ball game in Denver or get to the DIA terminal by traveling through Boulder. The Boulder-like liberal government that has invaded Longmont cannot be changed overnight, but electing Terry Goon for mayor would be an encouraging start. I also plan to vote for Gary Hodges in Ward 3, who has a like-minded platform to serve on council.